M-Presser provides you with the means to create presentations online. Slideshows similar to the kind of thing that you might be familiar with in PowerPoint. In order to do that, you need to create yourself an M-Presser account. It's free to do so, so jump straight in. If you're familiar with PowerPoint, you'll see very similar features to some of the things that you'd see on a PowerPoint presentation. So you get that view of your blank slide. It's always a bit intimidating, but that's the starting point. And onto that, you can place various resources. Textual elements, obviously quite important, although do remember, let's not put too much text on our slides. We can also put shapes on. Tables and charts, and each of those has a series of properties which you can alter as you see fit. So you can change the size, you can change the colour, transparency, all those kinds of things. So they're the things that are native to M-Presser, but obviously, as with PowerPoint, you can also bring in resources from elsewhere. So since this is online, the first thing you might need to do is to upload some resources. You may have some images or videos or even MP3s you can upload from your computer. If there are resources which you may need to use in several M-Pressers, then it might be a good idea to store them in the handy library that M-Presser provides, and then you can use them in each new M-Press that you create. In addition, you may be aware of some resources which exist elsewhere on the web, perhaps imagery in Flickr or videos in YouTube, for example. In that case, M-Presser provides you with a nice import feature. So if you've got the URL, simply pop that into the import box and it will bring from elsewhere on the web the resource that you need. Handily, M-Presser also provides you with a search facility. So it allows you to search on the Flickr website, Google, Yahoo or YouTube, and saves you having to drop out of M-Presser and go there. But a word of caution, I'm not entirely sure that you'd be getting Creative Commons licensed imagery or videos if you choose to go that way. You can be a little bit safer if you've already done a more ethical search. Finally, but definitely not least, you have the option to record a narration. So if you want to be able to add the narration to the slide because it's to the presentation because it's going to be watched remotely, then you can do that. Finally, of course, there's showing your presentation, and you can do that in the usual ways. You can either send someone a link to it, or there's embed codes for you to be able to embed it in your website.